This is Senator Al Simpson. The Congress has just approved an ethics reform bill. The plan will also eventually ban honoraria and pay lawmakers a higher salary. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I think ethics reform is a good, sound idea. I have earned honoraria before and given some to charity. But overall, I think it's a bad practice, one that can be perceived to enable many groups and lobbyists to essentially influence access to the decision-making process. Access should be equally available to those groups that are not able to pay honoraria dollars, and that's what ethics reform is all about. It was not primarily about raising congressional salaries, but that was part of the package. To get ethical congressmen, do taxpayers have to pay a higher wage? I think not. Honoraria will be phased out. I didn't accept the last pay raise, Ted. I give back $12,000 a year to the U.S. Treasury, and I will give this one up, too. How about Congress, Ted? Are we getting rich at taxpayer expense? How serious are we about ethics reform?
Al, once again, Congress tripped over the banana peel of a pay raise. The House pulled the old hidden ball trick, delaying the issue until the last moment, then whisking the pay increase through before a public firestorm of opposition could be ignited. To its credit, Al, the House adopted ethics reform, too, banning honoraria and putting limits on outside income. But with a mounting public outcry, the Senate got cold feet and refused to go along with key parts of the ethics program. Instead, we decided to retain the discredited practice of allowing senators to accept honoraria for speeches, articles, and appearances before special interest groups. That's wrong, Al. There's no honor in honoraria. They're thinly veiled bribes that let special interests purchase access to Congress and obtain favorable treatment in pending legislation. The House did the right thing by abolishing honoraria, Al, and the Senate should abolish them, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on cigarette advertising. It's a national disgrace. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.